and they seem to certain spots there, there are certain spots that they, they feel on the top of your head, that you're supposed to be the punctures on for breathing. And the same way with the eyes on a person who's going blind, they always felt that it was too much pressure from the blood, and they would puncture certain parts by the eyes. Some of them still feel through between the eyes and some through the side, and bleed them, and the pressure that removes, when that pressure is removed, then the sight would become normal. They bleed them right through here and also the tip of the nose. And through the tip of the nose. And my grandmother had no blindness. She had us pick blackberries in the spring, and with the juice of the blackberries put drops in her eyes, and then also she had us take granulated sugar and burst them, make them into powder, and they put the powder into her eyes so her eyelids could clean her eyes, and they used teeth. Listen, teeth for drops on the eyes and the eyes.
I think Doris's question about sugar. Doris, about sugar, what was used for sweetening when there was no sweetening?
When they wanted to eat something sweet, they ate berries.
And no more to put rich fat in the fat was dropped off. But those are happy.
First question. It's good to
meet you. Was there bread?
Meat?
And bread?
They make
la vuole mettere quella di una meritoria.
Well, they didn't have their babies lying down, for one thing. They were in a sitting position when they had their children, and pressing down and getting them born. And in olden days, when there were a lot of taboos that the people lived, a woman didn't have her children at home. A little snow house in the winter or a little shelter in the summer was made for her, and she bore her children all by herself. And if she didn't know what to do or needed help, then somebody would shout instructions at her, because they were not allowed to assist her. If they did, they would surely die, and they did, I guess, sometimes, and that's why they were strict at the time about that. And the women had their babies all by themselves. But they didn't have their babies in a lying down position. They squatted and had the gravity help them give birth to their babies. I guess in later times when the women would have midwives, the woman would she put her leg in the back and grabbed hold of her up here and let her rest her back on the knee back here. And hold her and help her after
her.
Now you know.
But if she go and labor, we can try it.
Didn't they get their sinew and stuff ready before they went there? They had their sinew ready, they had their cutting implement ready, they had those things ready before they went into labor and after the birth, and they used those things to tie the umbilical cord and to cut it.
The
mothers took care of, when they gave birth by themselves, of course, they had to take care of that themselves. So
Manolis,
before they do such stuff with that maintenance. And if they wanted a baby that didn't drool a lot, they would take the dried umbilical cord, you know, from the belly button, and sew it on to the front of the child's clothing, and that is supposed to prevent it from drooling.
Is there anything that a new mother should eat to help with her milking?
The lot may sound in that kind of food and pH. Shasta hat. Unago. New mother. Mama. Baby, new little cat. Vera Tarome. Kuwaitu ni gu, beijing ni gu kani, alai su shuwa kani, na kaya shuwa kani su maalu gu ni shi mas kaya ku kago ni gu si, kutu ni ni gu, baby gu ni gu shuwa ni gu si kira. Kuwaitu ni gu, ni gu si ta shari la gu, ta na ishu maru ma ni gu, baby ta ki ishu man la gu, a shi, si ma, kutu pa gu gu,
the advice from the old folks to the new mother was that when you're breastfeeding your child, you should breastfeed in a happy frame of mind. That you shouldn't be weepy and sad and worried and all that during that time that you're feeding the baby. And I guess it has to do with the mother-child relationship. And our folks always say that a baby knows, you know, they sense things. And I guess this is another way that they feel the security in the family, and know that they are loved. But we brought a lot to what Mr. Bean, nothing is even, they all would advise the breastfeeding mother to eat well and to drink a lot of fluids, either a lot of water, probably in the earlier times a lot of broth, whatever was helpful, also for the child. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Mr. Lacramu, I used to say Mr. Hoogland, Lincoln, and Mr. Mason.
Well, you know, a mother is a busy person, and they were advised not to get the baby used to being held on the lap, because once it gets used to that, then you wouldn't have time to do anything. And that if the baby needed your closeness, then pack it on your back and do your work, you know. But they said the baby that's accused of being held on the lap, waste your time. Grows up, you know, if it takes on those characteristics. when things are said to them in infancy. And the advice was that while the children, the infants are babies, before they start becoming aware of right and wrong, you know, of their surroundings, say till about 3 or 4, sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 3, younger, that depends on, you know, how certain kids are. Some kids seem to get sensible quicker than others, and some don't, and some take longer. Up until that time, then you treat them gently, you know, you tell them no, and yes, and shall, and so forth, but you don't sense it until they're old enough to learn from the spanking situation and why they're getting that punishment. And the other thing that they always told them that has like the children, the babies, the little kids, you don't shove them. You just didn't shove them around. A child that gets shoved around at an early age like that always ends up fighting, getting into fights. Because at that beginning, getting shoved around.
Are there any other things you'd like to put in? We can add some tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be meeting at 9:30, and we should be thinking about what we want to add to this, and maybe one or two other things that we as a group want to contribute.
One of the wise tales and the thing that they advised the girls as they were growing up was that whenever your mother or some other person tells the girl to do an errand, she is not to say after a while. She's supposed to do it right now, immediately, you know, and do whatever she was told to do immediately. Because when she grows up and she's ready to have her baby, those early habits will show up, and the baby will want to be born, she'll want the baby to be born, but it will say, after a while. So if you don't want a long labor, you know, get your girl.
And she didn't know what it meant. And she said, ooh, he's crying.
Another thing that the, I guess the preoccupation was with bearing children with the girls, with the raising of girls. And they'd take a young girl, a young porcupine, and take a young porcupine and put it right through their parking lot, through their first, and let it